Reconstruction on a major SEPTA rail station is finally finished after the better part of a decade. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
In 2019, work started on what would turn out to be a six-year-plus upgrade odyssey for SEPTA's Ardmore train station. SEPTA's Andrew Bush says the new facility is state-of-the-art.
What customers are seeing is the new station house, which has full modern amenities, fully accessible restrooms for customers, which is a great addition to bring. And then the facility itself is fully up to compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act standards.
Bush added COVID played a big part in the delays.
We were only a few months into it when we had to shut down due to the pandemic, due to restrictions that were in place then. So that wiped out a lot of 2020. Once we got into resuming work through 21, 22, and into 23, supply chain issues were a major factor.
The $60 million project updates one of the most used stations on the SEPTA rail lines. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Students, parents, and elected officials gathered outside a school that could potentially close in West Philly, calling for a reversal of the five schools in the neighborhood slated to be shut down. Tyrese Prince graduated 4 years ago from Paul Robeson High and says the small classes and individual attention made him a better person.
What truly sets Robeson apart is the access to opportunities it provides. This school doesn't just prepare students academically, but it prepares them for life. Through exposure to careers in human services, mentorship programs, and college readiness initiatives, students are given real pathways to success.
The call was to either keep Robeson or create a new West Philadelphia campus for grades 1 through 12, combining all the closed schools together. Gray skies, 46 degrees in Center City. Those clouds are going to break up as we make our way into the night. Temperatures this evening going to be chilly in those overnight hours, down to about freezing.